We're in that section of our study extracting from various leadership and managerial principles, which certainly have application to organizations today. A wise leader will listen to criticism. Is there some valid criticism in what they're saying? Leaders should realize and recognize that they are in a better position to see his blind spots than he is, even though they may be wrong in the way they distort or express what they see. A wise leader is an effective supervisor. The effective leader knows what is happening in his organization. He constantly has his hand on the pulse of the group. He watches and he observes with great care. Supervision, of course, has to do with checking on delegated responsibilities. The effective executive will practice management by walking around, leadership by being available, administration by receiving reports and giving direction as needed, supervision by constantly knowing where the work is. I don't know is never the right answer regarding the work being supervised by a leader. The leader must know the status of the task, for in the final analysis, the leader is responsible. Supervision answers certain questions. How are we doing? Are we where we should be? What could we be doing better? Are we fulfilling the purpose? Thus, supervision has to do with the continuation as well as the improvement of the program. The effective administrator is completely open with his workers regarding his concept of the supervisory role. He does not prowl around in the dark looking for things to complain about. He explains to his staff that he considers supervision as part of his task, and he seeks cooperation and support in his attempt to carry out this important duty. The alert supervisor will predetermine what to look for in a worker. This is necessary if he is to be objective and clear in his evaluation. It does little good to observe if he has no specifics to use as guidelines. The best supervisors see their work as helping those supervised to develop as competent, growing persons and to perform their work well as determined by reasonable and known standards and processes. In many situations, these standards and processes are best developed with meaningful participation by those who are actually doing the work. We realize that the supervisor is not a snoopervisor. He works with those he supervises to help both individuals and groups. Supervising, of course, includes coordinating. It's a lot like a good quarterback on a football team who calls for adjustments at the line of scrimmage in order to run a successful play. There's an element of directing at this stage. There is control, communication, and many other skills. An effective leader will continually be developing his ability of supervision. Supervision involves the evaluation of the success or failure and the degree of success and failure in the achievement of organizational goals. Information gained as a result of supervision lays the basis for changes in the program which may result in re-identification of needs, re-clarification of objectives, and the restructuring of forms and methodology. The effective leader will be impartial in his treatment of co-workers. To show partiality is not good. Demotivation is a result of favoritism. If team members feel that you favor one over the other, jealousy, bitterness, and vindictiveness will result. In that kind of atmosphere, there is no motivation, no excitement about the job. Everyone is too busy trying to outdo everyone else to gain the boss's favor. The effective leader will learn to treat each person individually. Now, this does not mean that you will like everyone the same way. Certainly, some personalities are more appealing to you than others. But it does mean that you do not allow these feelings to harm working relationships with certain members of your team. An effective leader is a person a vision. The leader's job is to create a vision. Vision is the key element. If there's no vision, then there's no business. To choose a direction, a leader must first have developed a mental image of a possible and desirable future state of the organization. This vision articulates a view of a realistic, credible, attractive future for the organization, a condition that is better in some important ways than what now exists. Kuznets and Posner suggests that the leader answer the following questions as this vision is being formulated in his own mind. First question, how would you like to change the world for yourself and your organization? Second question, if you could invent the future, what future would you invent for yourself and your organization? Third question, what mission in life absolutely obsesses you? Fourth question, what is your dream about your work? Fifth question, what is the distinctive role or skill of your organization? Question six, about what do you have a burning passion? Question seven, what work do you find absorbing, involving, enthralling? What will happen in 10 years if you remained absorbed, involved, and enthralled in that work? Question 8. What does your ideal organization look like? Question 9. What is your personal agenda? What do you want to prove? Some have suggested that a futures research committee in your organization be developed to study developing issues and potential changes in areas affecting your business. Become a futurist and mentally rehearse the vision that you have developed. Mentally practice the skill or skills that you will achieve to acquire the vision. By visualizing the goal, you increase the chances of making imagination become reality. Imagine what it will be like when you and your organization attain your vision. The point is this. The leader is to articulate and maintain the vision. Everything else grows out of this vision. The leader then is to get organizational and personal acceptance of the vision. Get people to commit themselves personally. The leader is to persuade by comprehension. This is to bring sustained long-term commitment. The wise leader will also know when it's time to change the vision. Effective leaders know that situations and circumstances are changing. Those changes can bring a modification for the vision. The good leader will certainly know the value of administration. The leader's task is to stay here where we are, and here is where we want to go. Administration is the tool to get us there. I think that involved in vision would be the concept of creativity. Creativity is learning to complete tasks with greater efficiency and greater quality. Creativity is finding ways to overcome seemingly impossible obstacles and discovering practical applications. How would you answer the following evaluative questions? Does a new task bring fear to you or a challenge? Secondly, are you quick to say no to a new idea? Number three, does an insurmountable problem cause you to give up, or does it motivate you to search for solutions? Involved in vision is creativity. I think vision also involves the character trait of persuasiveness. Persuasiveness means learning how to guide important truths around the mental roadblocks of our listeners. It means thinking through all the objectives before presenting our case. Let's just review these principles. the effective leader is one who is teachable. The wise leader will practice honesty, integrity, and dependability. The wise leader will choose his co-workers with care. The wise leader will be a moral example to his co-workers and his community. The wise leader will always be above board in all financial dealings. The wise leader will always have the facts before he brings disciplinary action or before he makes a decision. The effective leader will exercise management by objectives, or leadership through aims, objectives, and goals. The wise leader will honor confidential information. The effective leader will work with diligence, determination, and dedication to complete the task of the organization. The wise leader will seek to build unity within his organization. The effective leader understands the importance and the necessity of correct confrontation. The effective leader will seek to become a student of human nature and will use that understanding in hiring and dealing with people. The wise leader can not only give commands, but he can also receive commands. The effective leader learns from his mistakes. The effective leader learns to plan carefully what he will say in all situations. The wise leader will seek advice and counsel. An effective leader is an evaluator of plans, ideas, and personnel. The wise leader is an individual of decision-making and action. The effective leader can control his temper. An effective leader is a disseminator of knowledge, giving his people what they need to be successful. A wise leader will listen to criticism. A wise leader is an effective supervisor. The effective leader will be impartial in his treatment of co-workers. An effective leader is a person of vision. This brings us to the end of number 5.